This morning, I had make a brief reference to Psalm 84 and verse 11, and I'd like to do this tonight. I'd like to challenge everyone under the sound of my voice to memorize Psalm 84 and verse 11. So let's turn to Psalm 84, please. Psalm 84. And verse 11, of course, says, Psalm 84 and verse 11. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. I challenge you to memorize that. Oh, listen, our wonderful Lord and Savior. Is anything too hard for the Lord? My. No good thing will he withhold from them who walk uprightly. But listen, do you love meeting in the house of God? And scriptures tell us so plainly in Matthew chapter 18 and verse 20, where two or three are gathered together, there am I in the midst. And so, we're gathered together in this place. And do you love the house of God? And by the way, the Lord's with us tonight here in the house of God. He's with us. Oh my. You know, in verse 1 there it says, O Lord, that last phrase of hosts. Hosts, a great army, but it's an army of angels. And angels, God has an army of angels watching over his own, watching over you and me. And you know, let's look at a few verses there. Psalm 34 and verse 7, please. Here in Psalm 34 and that seventh verse, we read this concerning part of God's hosts. Psalm 34, verse 7, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and deliver them. Do you have a fear and a reverence, a respect for the Lord? And yes, then God has his angels that watch over those of his. Psalm 91 over there in verse 11, please. You're there close. Psalm 91 and verse 11. Let me read. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. And God has a great host, multitude, billions of angels that watch over his own children, his own people. My, what a comforting, blessed thought there. Go to Matthew chapter 18 just for a thought in that vein. Matthew chapter 18. Here in Matthew, that 18th chapter, and look at verse 2 with me, please. Matthew chapter 18 and verse 2. And Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them. For time's sake, we'll drop down to verse 10, please. Take heed that you despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father, which is in heaven. Yes, our Heavenly Father's in heaven, and God has angels that watch over, I believe, children, little children, and plural, so there'd probably be two or more angels that watch over little children. And who knows how many angels it takes to watch over some of you. But I believe the Word of God, without spending a lot of time on that, has angels, a great host of angels, and that watch over you and me. And in Psalm chapter 84 and verse 2, but we're going to go through this chapter, please. Verse 2, my soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. The psalmist wanted to be in the house of the Lord, wanted to be where God was meeting with his people, a place where God, the Mighty One, the Almighty, met with his people. And so you and I, you might get a little tired of attending church and turning out, but listen, let's really realize that God does meet with his people And he does bless and make a difference. And oh, what a difference it makes in our lives. Verse 3, yea, the sparrow hath found an house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. The sparrow, the swallow, both of them are meek and lowly. They're not strong like an eagle, but they found a home. Might say they found a church home. Amen. You may not be as strong and capable in every aspect of your burdens and concerns, but listen, need to be in God's house. Yes, it doesn't matter. Maybe you have everything all figured out and you got a big bank account. We still need to be in God's house and so forth. And by the way, it's God's will that everybody get saved. Then everybody confess publicly, believer's baptism. When you go under the water, saying, I believe Jesus died for me. When you come up out of the water, saying, I believe Jesus rose from the dead. Someday he'll raise me from the dead. Everybody needs a church home. A church home. And we also need to go a step further and win others to Christ. Work at winning others to Christ. And need a secure, peaceful place. And that's such as New Heights Baptist Church, a secure, peaceful place. A little niche in the Lord's house, amen? Little place to just come and be refreshed and be with people of like mind. And oh, how we could have God bless. Look at verse 4 with me. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still, what? Praising thee. This place, God's house, needs to be a place of praise. Just continual praise in the Lord. We need to just make up our mind that he's worthy of praise. Amen. And we don't need to be patted on the back ourselves, but we need to praise the Lord as we come to this place. Need to have a spirit of gratitude. A spirit of praise should be found here in this place as we meet together. You know, the psalmist said this in Psalm 26 and verse 12. My feet standeth in an even place. In the congregations will I bless the Lord. And so let's, as we come to the house of God, let's praise the Lord in our time together. Look at verse 5 with me. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them. The blessed man is the person that looks to the Lord, one that looks to the Lord for answers. And doesn't matter what it is. Had a lady run up to me a while back, she said, years ago you told me something. She said, I heard you preach and you said, if you're going to buy a pair of shoes, you better pray about it. And I recommend that to you, dear folk, tonight. You're going to buy a pair of shoes, I'd pray and ask the Lord to lead and guide. My dear wife has bought $930 dresses for brand spanking new at Dillard's and other places for $15, $20. The last one on the rack, and her size, by the way, as you ladies know, you got something on sale and it's never your size. But, let's look to the Lord. Let's trust him whose heart is like the sparrow. Go to Matthew chapter 10 with me. Matthew chapter 10 there. Whose heart is like the sparrow. Here in Matthew chapter 10, verse 28, familiar verses. Matthew 10, 28. And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? And one of them shall not fall on the ground without your father, but the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Verse 31, fear ye not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows. Oh, listen, you're blessed, blessed. God watches over the animal kingdom. I don't know what respect or to what extent, but scriptures are very explicit that He knows if a sparrow falls. You know, some of you boys out there take your BB guns and you'd shoot a sparrow and think you did something wonderful. You got a sparrow, you got a bird, but God saw that bird fall. Now, I don't know as I'd recommend you not shooting sparrows, but I do know there's a God in heaven watches over every single thing that's going on. By the way, once again, I want to share with you, not every day is going to be a zippity-doo-dah day, okay? There's going to be trials. There's going to be pressures and problems. And that brings us to verse 6, please, back in our scripture here. Verse 6, who passing through the valley of Baca, that word Baca, and by the way, it does mean weeping or bemoaning, complaining, and you don't really need to know what the word means because the scriptures explain themselves. They're their own best commentary. And if you and I still can't understand it, we know the author of this book, amen? And we can go to him and he can give us an idea of what it means. But who passing through the valley of Baca, or that is one of weeping, or one that where there's just problems, complaining in our lives, make it a well. The rain also filleth the pools. Valley of weeping. Turn it into a helpful learning situation, okay? Problems come. Instead of whining and crying, turn it into a wonderful, helpful situation. And the scriptures are so plain. Make it a well. There's a valley, troubles and problems, complaining, bemoaning, weeping. But let's turn it into a well that's with refreshing water in it. Amen? And we need to come to a place where we realize we have a sovereign God that watches over us. And whatever happens in Stan Blake's life, our Lord knows all about it. And we need to just not whine and cry and complain. Turn it into a helpful learning experience. Have a believing spirit when difficulties come. Believe that there's a God that has a reason for allowing things to happen. By the way, the scriptures tell us the curse causeless shall not come. There's always a reason why things happen. Years ago, a fella told me, he said, hey, your tire on your car's low, you better air it up. Well, that knucklehead, didn't he know I'm a mechanic and know all about cars? Well, you know, I let it go and ruined the tire. I didn't take his advice. The curse causeless shall not come. There's always a reason. And so we can learn from things like that. Amen? We can learn from what comes our way. Have a believing spirit when difficulties come. Years ago, there was a fellow they called Praise the Lord Tuttle. Everywhere he went, he was known as Praise the Lord Tuttle. Everything happened, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. People got a little tired of it, no doubt. One day, he drove up in front of his meat packing plant, got out of his car and looked over the top of his car, and his meat packing plant had burned down. You know what he said? Praise the Lord! He said, well, he was a nut. Now, he probably got things going in a pretty good direction compared to many people, amen? Learn to realize that nothing happens by chance. You know, there's a reason for it in your life and mine. Trust the Lord and he will bless you. Trust the Lord. Verse 7, they go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. Strength to strength, that is difficulty, no doubt, from one concern, one problem to another. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4 with me, please. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 16. Here in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 16. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Oh my. Yes, this old body of ours, outward man, You've seen your citizens perishing, but the inward man needs to be renewed, needs to be strengthened day by day and rejoicing in the Lord. My, we need to let that be our lot. You have problems outwardly. Some of you, younger set, maybe have eyesight problems, maybe have other problems. But the inward man needs to be strengthened day by day instead of just whining, running around and finding fault with everything and wishing something was different. Let's don't go there in our lives. Oh, listen, dear friend, please know that there's a God in heaven who can answer your prayer, and he's with you and he's on top of things. And so we need to, by the way, that takes us back in our scripture to verse 8. Look at it, please. O Lord God, Psalm 84 and verse 8. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Selah. Let's never lose sight of the value of prayer. Learn to pray. Years ago, a fellow in Bible college told me, he said, every time me and my wife have a real terrible problem, a need in our lives, you know what? We get our daughter, who was about 12 years old, to pray. You know why? She believed in prayer. Yes. And let's don't lose sight of this business of praying and asking God for some real strength and blessings. Years ago, I'd asked the people from the pulpit at Good News Baptist Church, said we need to make a bank payment Monday and $6,000, and not one person said a thing. You know, I'd expect someone going out the door say, well, I don't have a lot, but here's $100 or something. Not one person said a thing. You know what? Next day, Monday morning, a party from Denver, Colorado came and gave the church $6,000. Never knew them. Good Christian people, just heard of Good News Baptist Church. Other times, one fella came around church at Christmas time, and his wife was Mormon. He was in my office with his wife, and I gave him a pamphlet against Mormonism, explaining some of the problems with it. And he told him, I said, I don't want you to be offended, but I said, here's the little pamphlet, and so forth. And he handed me an envelope, and you know what? It had, and I don't remember that time, either $5,000 or $6,000 in it. The next year, Christmas time, he handed me an envelope, $5,000 or $6,000. He did that for 5 or 6 years. Listen, there's a God that answers prayer. He can bless and hear and answer prayer. Go to Acts chapter 12, please. The reason I tell you those things is God needs to be praised for what he does in your life and mine. Acts chapter 12, please. You're very familiar with this, but oh, how it warms my heart as I read it. In Acts chapter 12 and verse 5, Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. And when Herod would have brought him forth the same night, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise up quickly. And his chains fell off his hands. And the angel said unto him, gird thyself and bind on thy sandals. And so he did. And he saith unto him, cast thy garment about thee and follow me. And he went out and followed him, and wist not that it was true which was done by the angels, but thought he saw a vision. When they were past the first and the second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord. And they went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, now I know of a surety that the Lord has sent his angel and hath delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews. And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a damsel came to hearken, named Rhoda. And when she saw Peter's, or knew Peter's voice, and opened not the gate for gladness, but ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate. And they said unto her, Thou art mad. But she constantly affirmed that it was even so. Then said they, It is his angel. Oh, my dear friend, Peter set free by one of these in God's host, an angel. Why? Peter therefore was kept in prison, verse 5, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Folk, don't lose sight of prayer. You say, well, most of the time I don't feel worthy. Well, I guess you got that all messed up all the time. Listen, pray. We know the scriptures, pray without ceasing. Many years ago, I shared this here once before, I suspect. I was knocking on doors. Had to go up one of those old porches, you know, on the old homes, and knocked on a door, and I knocked, and I knocked, and I knocked, and I kept knocking and knocking and knocking, and seemed like about 15 minutes, 20 minutes. Pretty soon the door opened a little bit, and here was an old hunchback, little old hunchback lady. And I said, I'm Stan Blake from Good News, or from Emmanuel Baptist Church, and I wanted to just see if you had ever been saved or not. And you know what she said? Praise the Lord! And then it took her about 15 minutes to get from there back to the couch. And I went in and fellowshipped with her. She said, I'm just like old Daniel. She said, I pray morning, noon, and night. And she said, I'm going to pray for Stan Blake every day, morning, noon, and night. And you know what? Jackson and I left Pontiac, Michigan. A lot of things along the way. Slept in a park in Denver, Colorado with our kids. Went to the border, Canadian border. Went across the border, and I just saw this past week, looking through papers, sending them out, where we had gotten permanent citizenship there in Canada immediately, that you couldn't have done 3 to 6 months back in the States somewhere. And there in Canada, God met our needs. Oh, dear friend, how he met needs. And today, Bible Baptist Church of Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, is still there preaching the gospel. And dear friends, one day I knew something was wrong. And then I heard that Maddie Medlin had went home to be with the Lord. Her prayers just had ceased, that we had benefited from so much. And oh, listen, keep praying. Now, back in our scripture, verse 9, we see the God of the house of God and the God of the people of God. And notice verse 9, Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed, our shield, our defense, our protector. God told Abraham in Genesis 15 and verse 1, Fear not, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. Oh, listen, this God is our shield, watches over and protects you and me. Verse 10, For a day in thy courts is better, amen, than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. A day in thy courts, just being a doorkeeper in the house of God. Yea, this building here, if you please. One day of God speaking to our hearts is better than a thousand days when God doesn't have we don't let him speak to our hearts. Just one day of God speaking to our hearts is better than a thousand of us doing our own thing and going our own way, so to speak. You know, in Malachi chapter 1 and verse 13, we'll not turn there and take time, but the children of Israel and God's people were complaining, and they said, it's wearisome coming and sacrificing and coming to the temple and worshiping you. And God rebuked them so plainly, because they said, what a wearisome thing it is coming to the tabernacle, the house of God. And oh, dear friend, I know that sometimes it does get a little taxing doing things in life, but don't ever tire of coming to God's house. The worst of church is better than the best of sin. Amen? And a doorkeeper, joy of just doing little things around God's house. Real joy of just doing little things around God's house. Oh my, what a difference it'd make. Good News Baptist Church, we had a mailbox out next to the street. And every time I went to the mailbox, I'd always remember my dad, who was a good Christian. He was a member of Good News Baptist Church. Go out soul winning and so forth. But I'd go to that mailbox, I'd always remember him. You know why? Because he planted that post there. And another thing, you'd never see a weed around that mailbox, because every time he'd see a weed, he's from the old school, he'd reach down and pull a weed. He could have his Bible in hand, and my mother and him hurrying along or doing something, and he'd see a weed, and he'd go over there and pull it, and so forth. But oh, listen, God's house, what a privilege to meet here. And we get to our verse, that verse I want you to memorize with me, please. Verse 11, for the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Oh, God illuminates and protects. God blesses and honors his children. He meets your needs. And by the way, he can meet your future needs. There's a God in heaven can meet your needs. I share this with you, not to bring any attention to myself, but to God's glory. Jackson and I bought a house in Durango, Colorado after we were first married. It was built in the 1800s as a wedding gift for a girl. And you talk about a nice old home. You couldn't buy it for $400,000 today. We bought the house for $9,000 or $10,000. I don't remember exactly. Went to Bible school. Put it on the market to sell. The realtor, I don't think, was upright. He kept telling me, I can't sell it, can't sell it. I had my brother, who's a plumber, and he went and put another bathroom in the house. The realtor said, we can't sell it, can't sell it. Finally found a buyer, and I don't know that we made about $3,000 maybe on it. Received the check while we were in Bible school. To God be the glory. I might have paid school bill off. Don't recall exactly. Bought a bus, Sunday school bus for Emmanuel Baptist Church. That night after church, going home, we didn't have 1 cent to our name. We passed a hamburger shop, and I told Jackson, I said, wouldn't it be good to go in there and get a good hamburger? And listen, we've never regretted really believing that there's a God in heaven who's worthy of going all the way if he asks you to do it. Amen. And God can bless, and oh, how he's blessed our lives. I could tell you the current blessings, but you wouldn't believe me. Well, you'd have to, but you would not believe how God has blessed our lives recent. And so, no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Not a good thing. And there's a lot of good things in life. No point in going down the list. But I want to challenge you to memorize that verse. Let's look at verse 12. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. Now, God's word is not just a rambling story. O Lord of hosts, that one that has billions of angels watching over his own, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. The secret to grace and glory is our walk with the Lord. Our walk with the Lord. You know, in Jeremiah chapter 5 over there, Jeremiah chapter 5, and let me read verse 25. Jeremiah 5 and verse 25, it says this, your iniquities have turned away these things, and your sins have withholden good things from you. We want good things, we're going to have to walk with the Lord. Just walk with the Lord. Just do right. Put our trust in the Lord, and God will give you whatever you need, good things. In other words, and that word trust also has the thought with it, to be bold, to be confident. We need to be bold in many ways, bold in our witness. Just tell people plainly, you need to be saved, my dear friend, and have cults come to my door. And I tell them, listen, you need to be saved. Oh, we're saved. We're okay. Well, they aren't, according to their teachings. And I'll give them a track, and I'll tell them, listen, would you do this? Would you take a King James Bible, and would you read it through, just looking for the answer to what it says about what it takes to go to heaven? Would you do that? And send them on their way. We need to be bold and tell folk they need Christ. Their religion's false and occult and so forth. You can do it kindly. The other day I was sitting at my desk and looked out the window through the shades, or the whatever they are called, and I noticed two ladies out there dressed day one and knocking on the door, and I said, I don't want to go answer those Jehovah Witnesses. So I let them go on their way. God convicted me of it. I got in my car. I went outside, couldn't see them anywhere. Got in my car, went around this block, around that block. I drove for a mile or two. Finally, I saw them. And I pulled up beside them and rolled down my window and said, hey, I want to give you something. And tried to give them a track, but you know what? They refused it. And they just went on and were really ornery. And that's their business, of course, but I was not offended. I just am saying that I guess I didn't miss a lot by not jumping up and answering the door. But oh, we need to be bold, be confident. Philippians 4:13, you've memorized it, amen. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. But tonight, would you do this? Would you, each one here, please, memorize 84, verse 11. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Let's stand together in closing prayer, please. And let's bow our heads once again. And just with our heads bowed, take a few minutes. God's spoken to your heart tonight about some matter. Maybe something not even preached about. Would you just talk to the Lord about it? Just ask the Lord to have his will done. Maybe it'd be in order just to ask the Lord to keep you in the center of his will, no matter what the cost or price.